right, live from Orlando, Florida. A special edition of the Steve Guru Show. We take the show on the road when it's necessary. We take the show on the road when we need to connect and make sure that we're keeping you ahead of the curve. Now, there's a big story here that I want to get to because it's a headline, and here it is. State Department identifies 23 violations, multiple security incidents concerning Hillary Clinton emails. Now, that's quite a statement. 15 individuals believed to have mishandled classified information. The State Department making that revelation on Monday and says there have been multiple security incidents. I'm getting part of this from a Fox News report and other reports, compiling them for you, involving me sorting them out in my head to make sure you have everything you need. Current and former employees handling of Hillary Clinton's emails, 23 violations, 7 infractions, all issued as part of the department's ongoing investigation. The information coming in a letter to Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. Chuck Grassley, he is responsible for oversight and security reviews. Mary Elizabeth Taylor is the State Department's Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of Legislative Affairs. She wrote this to Grassley to this point. The department has assessed culpability to 15 individuals, some of whom were culpable in multiple security incidents. DS has issued 23 violations and 7 infractions incidents. The number will likely change as the review progresses. And President Trump highlighting that finding in a tweet overnight, questioning whether Democrats would investigate, saying, "This is really big. Wow." The State Department said it has identified 30 security incidents involving current or former employees and their handling of crooked Hillary's emails. At Fox News, "This is really big, never admitted before. Highly classified material. Will the Dems investigate?" I think you know the answer to that. I don't believe the Democrats will investigate. The State Department calls the matter serious and is expected to conclude the investigation by the 1st of December. The department acknowledging that the probe was unusually time-consuming. Unusually time-consuming. And digging deep. I mean, this is a big deal. If you've got 30 incidents and 15 individuals, and the word culpable is there. Given the volume of emails provided to the department from former Secretary Clinton's private email server, the department's process has been necessarily more complicated and complex, requiring a significant dedication of time and resources. It was also noted that disciplinary consequences were pending. Okay, so these are all big revelations. Again, this is coming from Mary Elizabeth Taylor, the State Department's Assistant Secretary in the Bureau of Legislative Affairs. This referral occurred whether or not the individual was currently employed with the Department of State and such security files are kept indefinitely, consistent with the referral policy for individuals who were still employed with the department at the time of adjudication. The department referred all valid security violations or multiple infractions to the Bureau of Human Resources. The State Department declining to release the names of the employees at this point. That's also consistent with procedure, but promised another update once the review is completed. Now, Clinton's private email has remained in the spotlight now for years. As the Department of Justice looks into potential misconduct into the handling of federal authorities' surveillance and intelligence operations in 2016, then FBI Director James Comey said in 2016 that Clinton's handling of classified information was, quote, extremely careless. Remarks that had been considerably watered down from the original draft, but added that no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. That apparently isn't true. There are referrals being handed out now. That apparently isn't true. It emerged earlier this year that then FBI General Counsel James Baker testified that he thought Clinton should have been prosecuted. The attorney for the FBI said he thought Clinton should have been prosecuted until he was convinced otherwise late in the investigation. I don't know what kind of photographs convinced him to look the other way. Last month, a trove of partially redacted FBI documents from the agency's investigation into whether Clinton mishandled classified information, a probe known as the mid-year exam, revealed that top Clinton aides were shocked at apparent attempts to hack her private email servers. The documents released revealed numerous episodes in which the Clinton team either suspected it had been hacked or seemingly acknowledged that they knew it happened. OMG, top Clinton aide Uma Abedin wrote to Justin Cooper, the tech pro overseeing Clinton's private home-based serving emails. Someone was trying to hack us. And somebody got through. And in March, it was revealed that the Justice Department negotiated an agreement with Clinton's legal team that ensured the FBI did not have access to emails on her private servers relating to the Clinton Foundation. Former FBI agent Peter Stroke, you know him, of course, testified about the arrangement during a closed-door appearance before the House Judiciary Committee last summer, according to transcripts released earlier this year. A significant filter team was in place, said Peter Stroke, to work through the various terms of the various consent agreements. And on it goes. All right, continuing now with our special live coverage from Orlando, Florida. Part of this coming from the Michigan Trump Republicans because they know the path to the White House runs through Michigan. If you want to know more, check out the Michigan Trump Republicans 2020 page on Facebook. You can get involved. And don't forget to join us here for special live coverage on America's Voice News. That's americasvoicenews.com. Check in. Live coverage here from Orlando begins with me at 7 o'clock tonight and right through the president's address. It's 25 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show.